If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want to begin reading in verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We're hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. The scripture to me reminds us of how great God is. Whenever I began to think about God, I began to feel very small. In this context, I feel very fragile. Pots of clay, we're not talking about fruit jars. We're not talking about crock pots, but we're talking about jars of clay made with clay and baked in an oven. You drop them, they're damaged or even destroyed. But Paul says here, we are the heavenly treasure, and we're in earthly jars. And it's that way for a specific purpose, to prove to people when they look around that when they see us, it's not us that they see, it's the power of God living in us. Because you see, no matter how hard I try and how hard I struggle, sometimes I won't make it. Or if I make it, and I will, but if I make it through a struggle, it will be because of God and his power, not because of me. And people need to see that in us. He says, we always carry around the death of Christ in our body. We're always believing that we died to him. We always believing that we die. And so people understand our allegiance is to him. He died for us. We carry that around for the benefit of others so that they may know the life of Jesus. And then he ends by saying that he who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. What a grand day that will be. God will raise us with others and present us to God, and we'll be in his presence. And he says, all this is for your benefit, so that grace may reach more and more people and cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Every time we are a fragrant aroma to someone, every time we share a message of Christ, there is a thanksgiving made to God. No matter how small, no matter how insignificant, we may never know with who we share the treasures of the gospel of Christ. We may not even see it in our lifetime, or it may be years later. You ever had that happen? You look back and you see something that you wanted and you started and it didn't work out, and then later all of a sudden here it is. God always works things out in his own time. And the one thing that we know is God is faithful. He's always faithful to his people. As hard as it is, struggling. I had a hard time reading that word there, persecution, Rusty, because I don't feel persecuted. And I know that Paul knew what that was. Stoned and left for dead, and people who everywhere he went to teach about Jesus, like today, they would be coming in and trying to stir up trouble. Say, it's all about circumcision. Paul would try to preach the cross of Christ, and he kept going. You and I need to keep going because Jesus is faithful. Now, if you're not in Christ today, you're out of Christ. That means you're lost. But Jesus is still faithful. He's still offering to you salvation that he's been offering since the day of Pentecost in the first century. Do you know what Jesus would have you do? We'd help you do that today. If you don't, I would beg you for the opportunity to share with you the Christ, to let you know his goodness, that you might share in the real Thanksgiving that really matters. Christ and eternal life. We're going to sing one more song, and if we can help you in some way, let us know while we stand and sing together.